for years, many years, it's been our pleasure to help welcome and publicize the great work that City Theater does in its Young Playwrights Contest. And once again, this year we're about to do just that. The EQT, City Theater Young Playwrights Festival, is taking place. And we have four students with us that you'll meet in just a moment who all wrote plays that received honors in this year's festival. First, Kristen Link is here. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
How long has it been for you now in overseeing the festival?
This is my ninth festival.
Wow.
Yes. And, it's hard to believe.
I know. How many festivals altogether have there been?
This is number 17.
So you now have done it longer than anybody else.
I hold that title now. Yes, I do.
Diane Nutting before you, mm-hmm. and I think one other person, if memory serves.
There was one person in between, yes.
Yeah, but let's talk about the present. Congratulations. This is the culmination of a huge effort. How did this all start?
Well, every year, City Theater holds an annual Young Playwrights Contest, and that is open to students in Western Pennsylvania and in Northern West Virginia in grades 7 through 12. And they can submit their original one-act plays to our contest. Annually, we receive over 300 submissions, and those are read by our wonderful literary committee, which is comprised of approximately 40 to 50 theater professionals. And through that process, we provide feedback to all the students, and we winnow it down to two very small piles of plays that eventually the senior artistic staff at City Theater gets together, and we eventually select three winners in each division, the middle school and high school division, that we fully produce as a part of our annual festival.
And these full productions are taking place when?
The public performances are December 3rd and 4th. So we'll have two full weeks of student matinees for our young audiences that are, I'm happy to say, are completely sold out, which is wonderful. And yes, those public performances on December 3rd and 4th. So everyone could have an opportunity to come to City Theater and see them then.
So those aren't too long away from now, just
not at
a
all.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do is meet the four playwrights who are here. We've put a link to all of the award-winning plays so you can learn more about them. And we have four playwrights. I think we have three plays, mm-hmm. because two of them collaborated on a play. But right now we'll just sort of go around and meet everybody. And first I just want to get to know your name, where you go to school, and some of the particulars. Hello.
Hello, I'm Katrina Kudla. I wrote The Sunflower, and I wrote the play last year when I attended Moon Area High School, but now I am a freshman at Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
How nice of you to be in for this. Thank you,
thank you
for coming in. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any shout outs?
I would like to say hello to my mom right outside. Hi, well, Mama. Hi, Tata.
And how has your transition to Moon been, or to IUP been so far?
Interesting. I luckily found another theater group, so I'm still very, very into theater, which was very surprising.
They have a strong theater department.
They do, and I'm so lucky to still be a part of it, even though my major is nursing. So it's amazing.
They also have a great nursing school. In fact, I've had a lot of friends that went to Indiana from when I was in high school and college. And what I remember about their theater department in particular is technical theater, at least at that time, with set building and lighting. Not that they did not have actors there as well, but a lot of great things there. What got you into nursing?
Well, the plan, I'm very artistic. I really love to act. I love to write plays, obviously. And so nursing is my... I'm going to be a part-time nurse, part-time actress. It's going to be. That sounds silly, but that's the dream.
Doesn't sound silly at all. It's nice to be able to do lots of different things, and sometimes one profession you like will help support the other one, too. Well, it's nice to meet you, and we'll talk more about your play in a moment. Sitting next to Katrina is Kevin. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
And I'll let you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I'm Kevin. I'm a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa
and I'm a literary arts major in their arts department. And I author Discount Shelf.
Discount Shelf. And yeah. How long have you been at Kappa?
So I entered in ninth grade. They do have an option to start at sixth grade, but I thought high school would be the right time to start.
Where did you go to middle school?
I did all of my education prior to that at the Carlo Campus School.
It's a great school.
Yeah, but it was a very different educational experience.
Yeah, and I'm always curious about transitions, and that would be a big one, too, to go from Carlo, which is sort of nestled in its own special bubble up on the hillside of Carlo University, suddenly to be right in the city of Pittsburgh, where Kappa is located. Do you know where you're are you going to college after graduation?
Yeah, so I've sent in all my applications, and I'm waiting to hear back, so.
And what do you want to study?
Well, I don't think I want to continue studying writing with the level of intensity that I have been doing the past 4 years, but I do want it to inform what I do in the future. I'm really interested in the social sciences, psychology and anthropology in particular. And I think my current interest now is how creative writing can actually inform those more academic fields and communicate those concepts better.
I think that's a really strong thought about where your skills can take you, because people really need to convey ideas such that other people can understand them. And I think as our world gets more specialized and even segmented, you need people that can be translators, even if the language is English to English, so folks can understand things. Anybody you want to say hello to at all?
I think I just want to say hello to the writing teachers that have helped me get this play to where it is now.
It's great. Who are they?
Especially Maureen McGranigan. She was my playwriting teacher and kind of guided me through the first draft of writing this play up until I submitted it for the contest.
Excellent. Thanks, Kevin. And now we have our duo of playwrights, which I think would be really difficult to write a play with another person, but let's meet them separately first. Julia, we'll start with you. And have you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Julia Garhart, and I go to school at Sharpsville Middle School. I've gone to Sharpsville all my life, and I co-wrote the Magic Pencil.
And what grade are you in?
I am currently in eighth grade.
And any shout-outs or hellos?
Shout-out to my best friend's family, who's always been there to support us along the way.
And what's your best friend's name?
Brenna
Sposno. Aha! She's sitting right next to you. And I should have had you introduce each other, Brenna. We'll have you just sort of scoot that mic over. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You're also a student at Sharpsville, right?
Yes.
Same grade?
Yes.
And any hellos, shout-outs at all?
Just to my family outside and to our language arts teacher, both last year and this year, that helped us with the drafts.
And who's that?
Mr. Pataki.
Mr. Pataki. Now, it's really, I'm going to start with the two of you, since we've got you both on mic. We'll just sort of put this in between you here so we can hear you both. Tell me the name of your play and a little bit about what it's about.
Our play is called The Magic Pencil, and it is about the journey of two friends, well, actually a group of friends, and they have these curveballs along the way, and it's, like, really interesting because it's, like, you know, you gotta dodge the bullet with faith because faith is coming in, and it's telling you, and it's trying to control you over your life, and it's all about this object controlling your life, and it's, like, you gotta make that life or death decision whether or not you're gonna let that control it or you're gonna control your own life.
And it's called The Magic
Pencil.
Pencil. And the curves, are those literal or figurative that are coming in, the different curveballs?
Both. It can, I guess you can say, like, physically, mentally, and emotionally, there's such an impact against this. And the inspiration is actually from our friends from Sharpsville.
I see. are there many characters?
Yes. Our play has the most actors involved and characters.
How old are the characters in the play?
They're like 14, 15.
Okay, so you wrote about people more or less your own age. Did you use people you know as examples or inspiration?
Yeah, we use mostly like middle names.
Okay, so there's actual analogs to those characters. How did you write with each other? I think that would be very hard to create something as personal as a play with another person. Did one of you tell me a little bit about the process? How did that go?
You want to answer that one?
She kind of came up with a lot of the ideas, and I put it into words, and it's just how we kind of worked with it.
This is Brenna talking. So Julia would sort of outline the plot points, or at least how she would see the play unfolding, and then it was your job to kind of bring her vision to life by at least drafting it?
Yes.
How did she do, Julia, as she did that?
Did fabulous. I wanted the one to have like the little witch element in the historical fiction to it. And she's the one that had the brilliant idea of having this actual magic element, object in fact, to have a magic pencil to make things come to life and make things realistic. And so we're sitting there in the hallway trying to come up with ideas, and we're thinking, we're just like brainstorming, and she's like, I want to do something with a pencil, I want to do something with witches, and we literally said, the magic pencil, and that's how it came to be.
You had great inspiration. How long have you two known each other?
Since before kindergarten.
Wow.
We did Jackie Lewis dance together for a year.
So who knew that you would be writing a play together? Now, have you seen it rehearsed yet?
Yes, we have seen a read-through video, and we have seen the first rehearsal. Mm-hmm.
And how does that feel to watch that?
Oh, it was ecstatic. I couldn't sit still. I was completely red, which happens a lot. I was shaking. I had the brightest smile on my face. And you want to add anything to that for yourself?
And what about for you, Brenna?
It was just interesting to see it put on, and because usually my writing is cute to myself.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to see your writing. When I first learned about the playwright competition, I was kind of naive enough. I was thinking, why don't they let the kids act out these plays that they wrote? But no, you guys are writers, not necessarily actors. One of you I know is an actor. But it's kind of neat when you get to see professional actors, and I think most of them are from Point Park, Kristen, or other places.
No, not necessarily. They're just all professional actors.
Oh, okay.
In fact, we have a few actors who have original ties to Pittsburgh this year, but actually don't even live locally anymore that are back in town just for this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Years ago, there were a lot of Point Park students, but it's great to know you've got professional actors. So you get to see your plays being brought to life. I would imagine, is it age-appropriate casting for them? It would be hard to get a whole cast of 14-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally we have, adult actors who are very versatile in playing up and down in regards to age. So they can span from playing a teenager to, in some cases, the grandfather character who may be in their 70s.
Well, the play, it's called The Magic Pencil.
Correct.
And let's turn to Kevin now. Anything else you wanted to mention about your play?
It's very dark and humorous.
Dark and humorous.
Very edgy. You will be sitting on the edge of your seat like we did.
Excellent. Kevin, tell me about your play. It's called Discount Shelf.
Yeah. So the inspiration for my play kind of started out with, I'm sure any book lover has kind of had this thought experiment. You're sitting looking at your library and you kind of wonder how your book sees it. Like, if your book could talk to you, what would they say? perhaps it's something that only happens if you spend a lot of time with books.
Kevin, I don't know how many people have that experience. But okay. it's an interesting experience to talk about. Maybe they do. I'm just teasing. Yeah. So did you write this from the perspective of the books?
Right. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to make my play more of a thought experiment initially. When I had the chance to work with City Theater to turn it into a larger one act, more of a plot began to form. But initially, it was just kind of this thought experiment. What if you were in this discount bookstore with all these disgruntled books, and they're waiting to be bought, and their best days are behind them? And, you know, how would the literary theory book act compared to the romance novel, compared to the cookbook?
What an interesting idea compared to the remainder novel that didn't sell as many copies as it was supposed to, last year's textbook or yep. other things. Is it a funny play or is it meant to have a particular message?
I don't think it could be anything but funny. I think if I tried to make it serious, it would end up being funny in the wrong way.
What a creative idea to do it. And then are actors actually playing specific books?
So yeah, their costumes, their mannerisms, their diction especially kind of are meant to convey what type of book they are. So I wasn't afraid to go very far with the stereotypes. So the literary fiction or the literary theory book speaks only in impossible to understand kind of blocks of text, very pretentious, stiff, kind of dressed like your classic English professor. You have the erotic fiction anthology kind of acting as you'd expect. So the actors kind of get to really just envision what that book would be like if they were anthropomorphized.
That's a really great concept for a play or a sitcom or an animated series. Seriously, I don't know that I've ever – I love that idea.
Thank you.
So, well done. Let's hear a little bit finally about Katrina's play. Tell me about it.
Well, I wrote The Sunflower, and it's kind of a funny story. It's kind of based on a true story. It's about a young man, Julian, who's so desperately trying to impress his very foreign mother-in-law, Basha, born and raised in Poland. And he goes into her pierogi store, and it's only a two-character play, and he tries to make amends after last night when he finally proposed to Basha's daughter, Claudia.
And who are these people? Do you know them?
Oh, I know them. It's my mother. We actually own a pierogi store. My mother was born and raised in Poland, and most definitely is the character Basha. And our pierogi store, a real one that we own in Moon Township and in Wexford, is the setting.
What a great way to bring it to life. And is there success in impressing her?
Well, you have to find out. You have to go to the show and find out.
How did they react to the play?
It was actually hilarious because my mom found this play in my backpack. I didn't tell her about it. We had to write it for school, and she would go, Katrina, what is this? And I was like, I wrote this play, and then we submit it and see if it gets, you know, picked to be published.
All right, some parents are surprised to see what their kids are texting or emailing. Your mom found a manuscript in your backpack.
Right.
That's a new level of interest. That's really something. And so what happened then?
This was only for English class at this point, my playwriting class in Moon High School. And she was like, I swear if it gets published. And I was like, Mama, the chances are so, so slim. Like, there's no way. Don't worry about it. And lo and behold, it did. So we will have my very own mother being and the situation being performed in downtown Pittsburgh, which is absolutely amazing.
That's exciting. Now, if she disowns you, maybe you can become a book in Cavan's store.
Right, yeah.
What a great three plays. And Kristen Link, these are going to – they're student matinees that are already sold out and reserved – But starting not next weekend, but the weekend after, these plays will be available. Can you recap the dates and times again?
Yes, it is. The public performances will be at City Theater in our Hamburg Studio Theater on December 3rd and 4th. That's Saturday and Sunday. And we'll have two shows on each day. On Saturday the 3rd, we'll have a 1 p.m. matinee of the middle school program, so all three middle school, a 6 p.m. Performance of the high school program. And then on Sunday, we'll reverse the order and do a 1 p.m. performance of the high school program, 6 p.m. of the middle school program.
These are really fun to watch. You can get complete information at citytheatracompany.org. It's the fancy theatracompany.org. Or go to slbradio.org. We've linked directly to the page where you'll find information on all of the plays. Congratulations to all of you. Did anybody forget to say anything they meant to say? I meant to say great work, and I hope you'll continue writing and sharing creatively. Kristen, congrats on another great
year. Thanks so much, Larry.